Welcome back, you guys, to Just Guru Podcast. I have a very exciting episode for you guys. Woohoo! So today, I have my very first guest interview on the podcast. You guys probably, some of you know her as Tosin. She's my cousin, amazing woman, amazing chick. Woo! And today, she will be telling us about her project, her book that she's been working on. She uses the pseudonym Adeola Mibaka. So yeah, when it's published, you guys look out for that, and we'll talk about the title and everything as we go on, okay? So let's talk about Tosin. Hey, girl.
Hi. Hi, everyone.
How you doing?
Good. How are you? I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, I'm excited too.
I've been listening to all your other podcasts.
Stop.
It's been so inspired.
Aw, thank you.
I feel like I need to change my entire love life now after listening to the
podcast. Okay.
I'm like, am I doing this right?
Ooh, for real?
Yeah.
Don't play.
No, not playing.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, if you haven't listened, you're missing out. So it's called Love Me or Leave Me, by the way.
Quick plug.
Great. Oh, shit. Well, thank you so much, boo. Okay. So I just have a few questions for you about it. So just you could go right into the questions and, you know, hopefully that way we cover everything. So first question. So anyone who follows you on Instagram and watches your story has probably seen when you posted your books from way back when you were younger. Mm. Remember when you did that?
Yes.
So would you say like you've been about this life for a while?
Yeah, I would say I've always loved writing for sure. I started reading as young as 3 years old, and it was kind of like a way to escape my present reality, not because I was living in some like toxic reality or anything, but to me it was like an adventure. You know, back then we didn't really have TV and all that stuff. I grew up in Nigeria, and we weren't the wealthiest back then. Not that we're the wealthiest now, but you know what I mean. But
I feel you.
So books was like, books were a big part of my childhood. Remember one of our grand aunties, Yai?
Yeah,
she had this huge library in her house.
Oh, like,
same. I used to love, right?
Abiye. Abiye wrote a book too when he was younger, my older brother. So we were all about books. I read a lot of books too, and that was huge, like a huge part of our childhood. Because I mean, you're right, that was kind of our TV, just escape. Would read a book.
You got to like make up the characters and your voices and how they sound. And
I didn't go that far.
Oh, okay. I did.
Well, that's the writer in you was doing that.
I guess so, so that's kind of where it started, and just always loved writing since then.
Really? Awesome. Have you published any books?
I haven't published any like full books. I have published like poetry. I'm not gonna say where, because they're not great.
Wow, come on. Big people want to know.
Nope.
Okay. Well, sorry, guys. I tried. At what exact age did you write your first book? You started reading at like 3?
Yeah, so I started reading when I was about 3 years old. I used to read a lot of Enid Blyton. I don't know if anyone knows her. And I think when I wrote my first story, instead of book, I'll say story, I was probably about, I don't know, 6, 5
Dang.
Six. Yeah. Whenever I started learning to write, I would just write stories.
You guys, you hear that? You heard it first on Just Guru Podcast. She's gonna be a bestseller soon, you guys.
Yes.
And this
amen.
Is amen.
Claiming
this is
it.
The very first interview about all of this is happening here.
Royalty.
I'm just. Okay, so you published something. You won't tell us where you published it, but whatever. Would you say that publishing that book has or changed or affected your process of writing? Your writing process?
The first poem I published, I wouldn't say that the process of publishing that changed my process of writing. I would say my writing has changed as I've grown as a person. A lot of my earlier writing, I just kind of lived in my head a lot and just kind of wrote out of my own fantasy and what I thought. But like my writing now is definitely changed because I've stepped out of my head and just kind of like looked around me and seen the world and spoken to more people. And as I've spoken to people and listened to their stories, I've learned to sort of just incorporate that.
It's broadened in a way too. Yeah. That's awesome.
Into my writing.
Key, man. That's what it's about, you know? Okay, so just give us like a quick summary about what this book is about and why an anthology. Why did you pick or choose to write an anthology?
Ooh, okay. So this book that I'm going to publish is called But I Love.
Oh.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's not that cute, but it sounds cute.
It does. Oh shit, bro. Oh my god, Tosin. Okay, go.
But so why an anthology? This book is called But I Love. And I decided to make it an anthology because it really is just a collection of poetry that I've written since I was in my early 20s. And so, some backstory. I think I started to understand love outside of like family love when I was 20. I think that's when I like really started to want to understand what being in love was like. Mm-hmm. And I think I had my first boyfriend then. Mm. And so I started writing a lot about like my feelings and what I was going through in the relationship and what I was thinking and what he was thinking and all that stuff.
Ooh, can't wait.
All the way to the breakup, of course, which is really sad. And so I wrote about that too. So to me, it's just a collection of poetry since then to now. I'm turning 30 this year, so that's like 10 years. And so it is an anthology because it's just a collection of...
Yeah. And just like saying that, so are you saying that do you plan on publishing more books?
I do, yeah.
And are you saying that each book is going to stand on its own, or you're trying to build like a body of work that connects with each other?
So for the anthology, it's going to be on its own. Mm-hmm. I really love writing fiction, especially historical fiction. So the other books that I'm working on right now are more fiction-based storytelling. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be very different from any other thing I put out.
Awesome. So I think this is a really good first book to put out. I think this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
You're telling all the tea. What?
I am illustrating it myself.
So what? Wait. I didn't know. Wait. So.
Yeah. So I'm just gonna do all the drawing.
You guys didn't know this. Yeah, she is an artist too. She's pretty good. She's really good. I've seen her stuff. But you know, obviously there's some bias here because I'm, you know, I just love this woman.
It's pretty good.
But she is really good though. Bruh. We're just gonna move on. Okay. Alright. Pretty good. So what was your inspiration to write this book?
Okay, so But I Love is, so like I said, it's a collection of poetry about love. Mm-hmm. But I was recently in a very toxic relationship. Mm-hmm. And just being in that relationship really plunged me into self-learning and a lot about like self-realization, wanting to know why I attracted this person into my life and why I stayed in the relationship. And so because I was kind of open to this new world, you know, toxicity is not something anyone chooses or things that they will ever be in, but you kind of find yourself in it, you know. And so I decided to write this because I wanted to just explore more than just love. I wanted to explore all of the different components that make up love. So for example, the complexities of love, exactly. Why do we stay? What is going on there? So the themes that you will be seeing throughout the book are themes of like codependency, so things like narcissism, things like self-love deficiency, and the one you mentioned as well.
The sunk cost fallacy.
All that is gonna be explored. And I'm pretty excited about the project because I just really want to talk about not just love in the way we know of it, but like really go deep into it. Like, what is this love that we call love that is just us as humans in our complete, you know, failure to properly understand ourselves, you know, trying to be with another person. and how that works.
Nice. Oh, we can't wait. I mean, I speak on behalf of everyone. We can't. So, real fast, as you were talking, you said something about narcissism. Are you going to be talking about it, love, from the perspective of a narcissist? Or, I mean, obviously, that could be hard because you're not, but you were dating one.
Yeah, so I'm going to try and talk about it from the perspective of a narcissist, but a lot of it is going to come from being on the other end.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
You know, you posted something on Instagram about how the whole Derek Jackson thing and how lots of people are really surprised because people are not aware that we live with these kinds of people, that these people exist, they walk amongst us. So it's important for people to hear what you have to say about being on the receiving end of the relationship with the narcissist. So people know the signs to look out for.
Yeah.
Or just even just how to be in it, I guess.
Yeah, and honestly, when that story came out, I was shocked at the fact that people were surprised that a person like this could exist.
Hmm.
But honestly, I just feel like the more people know that there's different kinds of personality disorders.
Yeah.
And that a lot of like personality disorders like are in our daily lives, like walking with us every single day. So we wouldn't be surprised. Like I was surprised when I found out that my ex is, you know, narcissistic.
Yeah.
Because I definitely did not, I didn't even know what that was, you know. And so like when I was talking to my therapist and she exposed me to this personality type, I was like, oh, that totally fits into what he does.
Explain a lot of things.
Yeah. And so like I really just feel like the more people know about these types of personalities, and the more we wouldn't be surprised, and the more we can be able to come up with tools to deal with people like that.
Y'all, I'm just like, I'm in such a good place right now. This is amazing. I'm sorry, I just have to tell people that I'm excited about this book. I'm excited for the exposure that it's going to give people and that it's going to get.
Aww.
You guys, you heard it here first, and this book is going to be the biggest thing that's going to ever happen. Wow, girl, I'm so proud of you.
Aww, I'm proud
this
of you.
This is awesome. Like, this is an awesome thing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
such
for thanking me. I am. Okay, so what made you consider writing under a pseudonym?
Oh, okay. So that was a little bit complicated.
Mm.
But so my love for writing is totally different from what I do in terms of my career and what I want to do going forward. And so I just didn't want there to be any confusion between the two. I don't know. I may, you know, go to like use my real name in the future. But for now, I just want to keep them separate.
Yeah.
So that's why I decided to use. So Adeola and Ebaka are actually my middle names. So they're not made up.
They're
not
like alter egos. Like
yeah,
exactly. What? Samimi. Yo, we love a multifaceted queen. You can keep your name Tosin Babatunde. When we see it, we know it, we love it, we use it.
Hey.
Bro, I'm keeping that. I don't care. All right. So, okay, sounds good. I mean, at the same time, look at me, I'm using Just Guru. It's fun, you know?
Yeah,
I like it. I like the element of mystery. Yes,
exactly. You can play different characters.
You know?
You can put anything out there. No one knows. Well, actually, people are going to know. No,
you get your face on the poster. Bro.
Maybe you could think
through this. You want to stay anonymous. I mean, whatever you want, you know, as long as you're succeeding, you're flourishing, you're happy, do it.
True.
All right. So, oh yeah. Do you try to be original in this book or in your writing? Or do you just want to deliver to the readers what you think they want or what they want?
So since I'm still in the early stages of, you know, publishing and writing for an audience, right now I'm just original.
Makes sense.
But it'll be very interesting. I mean, I think I'll always be original. I will always be original. But I think it'll be interesting to see what people react to and what they like. And I don't know if I'd want to. This is kind of asking like, will you sell out for money? You know
basically.
What I mean? But I don't know. I think I will just always be original, even if like I only get two readers.
Well, you know you're going to blow.
Oh yeah.
Girl, this book, I don't think there's anything like it out there though. Maybe there is, but I'm just saying this is unique. This is new. Lots of people. Don't worry. We're going to promote the shit out of this.
Yes.
You heard it here first.
Wow. Yes, we did.
At this point. Okay, do you think someone could be a writer if they don't feel emotions strongly?
Do I think someone could be a writer if they don't feel... I think anyone could write. Yeah, I don't think you need to feel strong emotions. Because it depends on what you're writing and who your audience is. I don't think you need to feel anything. There are people that write about Frick, like Adams. I don't know if they feel any way about Adams, but
but I feel like you have to have some type of passion about, like, look how you talk about what you're writing about. It's a lot of experience, a lot of learned and unlearned things, so that's like that's kind of personal, passionate, emotions. I don't know, but
yeah, that's why I feel like it depends on what you're writing and who your audience is. If I was writing a textbook, I wouldn't have to feel anything, but for something I'm writing, I feel like the author has to like feel what they're writing in order to convey
the best work. Makes sense. So. Nice. So you guys, you've heard that. So if you plan on writing anything, try to feel. Try to feel things. That's my two cents. Have feelings, man. You can't be all heartless like Derek Jackson. Okay. Wow. So this next question: if you could tell your younger writing self anything, what would it be?
I would tell her to keep writing. I would tell her to keep writing, but also to talk to people. Like, don't be so afraid. Don't be so shy. Go out there, have conversations. Like, plunge and dive into people's worlds and like...
To pull.
Yeah, understand where they're coming from and what their realities are. And then just write. Always write. Always write. Keep writing.
So just to elaborate on the asking people thing, so basically, so you don't jump into conclusions or make assumptions of what people are.
Yeah, and also just to have like a broader perspective in writing. You know, like I felt like when I was younger, a lot of my ideas came from me and just me by myself.
Yeah.
But then when I started talking to people and started seeing that, whoa, like there are people that definitely do not think the way I think.
Yeah.
Like have like different backgrounds or like would react in a different way than I would about certain things. To me, that was kind of like exciting. It's like a different adventure.
Yeah, you want to know like why are they reacting differently? Is it from like how they were brought up? Is it who they've dated?
Yeah. And it also helps with character development too, because all of my characters were, you know, from me. So
true.
Like they all looked and sounded the same.
Yeah.
You know, but if you talk to people, then you're able to diversify.
Are any of your characters based on this beauty? Me.
Well, I guess you have to wait and see.
Girl, bye! Okay, so we're gonna get a little personal. Not really personal, but like jokey, personal, light mood.
Okay.
Because, you know, I like to keep things light. So what was the first book that made you cry?
Ooh, the first book that made... Half of a Yellow Sun.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember reading that when I was really young. Can't remember how old I was.
What made you cry about it?
Low-key though, it was so sad, and I never knew about that part of our history. We're Nigerians. I'm sure your audience knows.
Nigerians. She means like the Biafra War, like when the Igbos try to separate and all that to become our own country. Our, because I'm Igbo, she Yoruba.
Silence. So Half of a Yellow Sun by Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie.
Girl, so
good. Yeah, I remember just being in my room bawling. I was in Scotland. With Auntie Joanna.
How old were you again?
I was really young. This is when the book was like, I don't even think people really knew her like that. And I didn't know how I got the book. I think I like saw it and I was like, oh, it's a Nigerian author.
So yeah, wait, was Half of a Yellow Sun was Chimamanda's, one of her first books, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah.
It was a good book. Okay, so.
Have you read it?
Yeah, I've actually read all her books. Okay. Half of a Yellow Sun, Purple Hibiscus, The Thing Around Your Neck, Americana. So what authors did you dislike at first, but grew into?
Authors. Okay, I wouldn't say I disliked her. I would say she was difficult to read, and so it took me a while. Oh, actually, no, I got a good one. C.S. Lewis. Yes.
How did I know that name?
I don't know.
What books?
Pre-tape letters. Oh, Narnia.
Oh. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, so I read Narnia. Everyone read Narnia. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, ooh, let me read other stuff. And oh my god, that guy, I'm all like deep words. Like I like I have a dictionary.
Of, like, I know those
next
kind
to
of,
me.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Honestly, like I actually really love his writing, especially like as a Christian as well.
Mm.
Really good.
Okay.
Because he's not your typical Christian author. That's like oh, like. That's like, oh, I mean, yes, everything is for God, but he writes from a perspective, like a human perspective.
Relatable.
Very relatable.
Yeah. Okay. You know? I like that.
Yeah.
Especially even in my pastors, I like to look for that. Like, I like to relate. I don't like when all your examples are still biblical. It's like, talk to me about real life situations.
Exactly.
I like that. Nice. Okay. Yeah. So what is your favorite underappreciated novel?
My favorite underappreciated okay, so the author is like very popular, but I feel like not a lot of people talk about this book. Toni Morrison.
Yeah, you've told me about it.
Yeah, her book, God Help the Child.
Mm-hmm.
I really love that book, especially like as
I'm
a
gonna test that
girl. Yeah, I think I feel like not a lot of people talk about it. Not enough people talk about it. So.
You guys listening? You guys are getting recommendations from a writer herself. You should read
Toni Morrison, God Help the Child, and Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie.
Oh, why
I don't know. Because you pointed
it. We're vibing. I love it. Yeah, okay. So, recommendations, y'all. Read them. Read. Does writing energize or exhaust you?
It energizes me when I'm in the mood.
Hmm.
If I'm not in the mood, it's like trying to cut stone with a blunt axe. I don't know.
Very good.
I had to find.
Great, that was great. You're really a writer, bro. Like, I was waiting for him. Like, where is she going? Okay. Well, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're trying to cut stone with the blood axe, do you just put it away or what do you do? Force yourself.
I just play music.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are common traps for aspiring writers? Does a big ego help or hurt writers?
I don't know. I don't think I have a big ego. I don't know. I think the main trap for a writer is wanting to be perfect. So something as simple as like even wanting it to make grammatical sense and there to be no like, you know, spelling errors and stuff. To me at least, that has been my biggest trap because I always go back and I'm like correcting stuff. But so what I do now is I just like vomit on the
nice.
Page. And then go back.
Not literally, guys.
No, yeah. Like, I mean,
words. Vomit your words. But you're gonna have like an editing process, right? Like
you
do fine.
Yeah.
And you, girl, you edit all my papers, and I always ace them.
Hey.
So.
Quick shout out.
You're fine.
Shout out.
Yo, she's so good. It's actually. I'm blessed. Perks having a writer in the family, man. My papers in college, I would just send it to
I
baby
still
girl.
Seen my money.
Yeah, which one? Girl, come on now. Come on. Don't worry. We'll get paid soon. Let this podcast blow.
Okay.
Well, I'll keep the money, but when it blows.
How's that?
I don't know. It's just it's blowing though. Have you ever gotten writer's block?
Yes. Oh my god. So actually, when I was in this relationship, I was in this relationship with this guy for almost 3 years. I could not write during that time, and I couldn't paint, and that was really frustrating for me. It was just weird. It was like I just couldn't even think creatively.
Sorry, this is
my ex.
The ex.
Yeah, I couldn't even think creatively. And then when we broke up, and I kind of like had time by myself, then it was interesting. It was like a muscle that like started to. Like build up again, you know,
started working out.
Yeah, so I thought that was interesting, like how all of my creative juices were like kind of blocked as well.
Yeah, probably you were just exhausted in that relationship and you couldn't
a lot of mental exhaustion.
Dang, we're glad you're out and look at you, you're about to publish your first book.
Yay.
So good riddance to bad rubbish, bitch. Okay. Any advice for new writers?
I would just say just write. I mean, I'm a new writer, and
true.
I think that's the greatest advice anyone has given me. Everyone I talk to is just like, Tosin, just write.
Right.
Like I was like talking to people, like I spoke to some writers, I spoke to different people, you know, like creative writers and stuff, and everyone was just like, oh, have you written anything? And I'm like, no, I just want to, you know, get as much information about the writing process. And they were just like, why don't you just write first?
Yeah.
And then, because I feel like you do learn a lot on the way.
That honestly, that applies to a lot of things in life.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of your passions, a lot of your goals. That was me with this podcast. Remember, right. You guys were like, when are you starting? I'm like, I just want to do my research. I just want to. But it's like.
Research.
You know, once I started recording on this thing, and I had, next thing you know, I had four, and I was like, okay, I'm going to just start this.
Hey, baby gal.
You know, like, it's the same thing. Just start it, man.
Right.
If you've done your research, you're confident, just do it. I mean, yes, you're a new writer, but you've been doing this since you were 6 years old. And you've been reading since you were three, Miss Genius. But, yeah, so you guys, that's the advice for the new writers. Just write.
Yeah.
So the very last question before we go into the second segment. It's shorter than this segment, but last question. Where will you be publishing the book?
Wait.
So where should we look for it?
Okay, so I am going to be self-publishing the anthology on Amazon.
Nice.
Kindle.
Kindle,
so,
nice.
Yeah.
Buy the Amazon Kindle book.
Okay, yeah, so it'll be on Amazon for now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for those answers. Thank you
yeah.
so much. We can't wait for your book.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, so this is a surprise segment.
Okay.
Ooh. You don't even know this.
Oh, God.
So you know how yesterday I was like, oh, what are your favorite books? I want to buy them tomorrow.
Yeah, I was like, why?
Bullshit.
Wow.
I was just asking because I wanted to play a game with you today.
Oh, God. Okay.
So the game is called Whose Line Is It Anyway? Novel Edition.
Oh, God. Are you going to ask me?
Yep. So you know, I love God Is Your Child. Oh, sorry. I love God Help the Child.
Yes.
Let's test that.
Yes. Okay.
Let's test
okay,
that.
Okay, okay,
okay. You're not, obviously, you're not going to know which book the phrase is from. So basically,
okay.
I'm going to just tell you a phrase. I'm going to read a phrase out to you, and
okay.
you have to tell me the book.
Okay.
So I went with your list and books you've told me about in the past because I went in our chats.
Past. What if I don't remember?
Girl, that's on you, boo. You're the writer. You're the reader since 3 years old.
Yeah, but I just said it. Okay, fine.
<I'm sorry. laughs> Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Let's do this.
Okay.
First phrase. Love is never any better than the lover. Wicked people love wickedly. Violent people love violently. Weak people love weakly. Stupid people love stupidly. But the love of a free man is never safe. Do you know it?
The love of a free man.
I can keep going.
Wait, I want to say Book of Night Women, but continue.
There is no gift for the beloved. The lover alone possesses his gift of love. The loved one is... The
is
loved...
Love by Toni Morrison?
Okay, you got the author, yeah. But you think the book is wrong.
Is this God Help the Child?
No.
Beloved?
No. One more guess.
Song of Solomon?
No, you. It's right here. You're about to say it.
The Bluest Eye.
That's the one.
Ding, 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 ding.
I want you to love me. I want you to trust me enough to let me love you.
God Help the Child.
No.
What?
And I want you to stay here with me. So we can build a life together. That's what I want.
I've heard this.
You have, because you told me it's your book you love.
So we can build a life.
Okay, I'll give you a clue. You said this is a good book to start with.
Oh, Redeeming Love.
Yes, by
Francis Rivers.
That's the one.
Oh,
ding, ding, ding.
Okay, okay, okay.
Okay, okay, okay. You don't have to love me, but you damn well have to respect me.
Well, that's a lot of love.
That's all your books, boo. That's not on me. Those are your books.
I see a pattern here, and then my book is called What I Love.
Yeah.
Maybe I do need to.
No, you don't. This is okay. That's what you do. Try to say it again.
Yeah, say it again.
You don't have to love me, but you damn well have to respect me.
Is there more?
That's all I have.
You don't have to love me, but you damn well. Is this Toni Morrison?
Yes. Here? You know it. Just say the book.
God help
yes.
the child.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
Finally. Okay. If you're telling a non-black person about something racist that happened to you, make sure you are not bitter. Don't complain. be forgiving. If possible, make it funny. Most of all, do not be angry. Black people are not supposed to be angry about racism. Otherwise, you get no sympathy. This applies only for white liberals, by the way. Don't even bother telling a white conservative about anything racist that happened to you. Should I keep going?
Yeah.
Because a conservative will tell you that you are the real racist and your mouth will hang open in confusion.
Chimamanda.
Yes, that last part tells you he's Nigerian.
Yes!
Chimamanda Americana. Y'all, read that book. It's good.
Yeah.
Chimamanda's books are really good. Okay, we'll do two more. Your people, your guards, they're nothing more than killers, rapists, and thieves. The only difference between them and criminals is the uniforms they wear.
People, your guards... Wait, is this Marlon James?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
You get... Four
people,
more guesses.
Your guards. Is that Chimamanda?
Nope. Three.
Say it again.
Your people, your guards, they're nothing more than killers, rapists, and thieves. The only difference between them and criminals is the uniforms they wear. It's strong, though. It's pretty deep.
Is there more?
That's all I got. Okay, you said Chimamanda.
Mm-hmm.
You're right in terms of, like, you know, nationality.
What's her name? Tomi Adeyemi.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Children of Blood and Bone.
Yes.
Oh,
it's a good one.
Okay.
A child, new life, immune to evil or illness.
God help the child.
Ooh, okay. That was fast. Okay, last one. This is actually the last. We did all the quotes. Oh, okay. I have one before my last one.
Okay.
Things started to fall apart at home when my brother... No, no, right? Why? You wish it was that easy. The child one was pretty easy, though. Things started to fall apart at home when my brother, Jaja, did not go to communion. That's all I have. Think about it.
Jaja.
Did not go to communion. What book? I'll give you...
When my brother, Jaja...
Jaja.
Did not go to communion.
That's all I have.
Is this from a book I gave you yesterday?
Yeah. Okay, this one's kind of hard because it's the first line of the book. Once you open it, chapter one, it's the first line, first sentence.
Is that Toni Morrison?
Mm-mm. Jaja. Nanjani.
Oh, is this Tomi Adeyemi again?
No.
Oh, Chimamanda.
Mm-hmm.
When
did things start falling apart?
Half of a Yellow Star.
No, the other one.
Oh, Purple Hibiscus.
Yes, remember the boy that starts stealing and shit?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, and it's the first line. I knew it'd be tricky. Okay, very last quote. Have faith, have faith. When you have nothing else, have faith.
Is that the Bible?
No.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, you're thinking along those lines. I think
Frances Rivers?
Yeah, I think she's...
Have faith?
Yeah.
In Redeeming Love?
No. Another book. Have you read any other books of Frances?
Yeah, I have. Is this the one with Hadassah series? Wait, did I give you this book yesterday too?
I don't know. You just gave me her name and Redeeming Love, but then you said you've read
anything.
A lot of her books. Anything,
that's
Francine.
True.
So I was like, okay, what are her famous... No, nothing. No, and things.
Oh.
That was the other one.
Yes.
Okay. Have faith. Have faith. When you have nothing else, have faith.
Okay. Friends and Rivers.
That's right. You give up?
Yeah.
Francine Rivers, A Voice in the Wind.
Oh, I haven't read that.
Oh, oops. Okay, no. Well, that was a fail.
Should I say so? It looks like I got it.
Nah, bro.
Oh, fine.
At least you got all of them, right? Well, after...
Yeah.
With your guesses, so you're good. Okay, girl, that's the end of our...
This was so much fun.
I know.
I feel like people say that on the end of podcasts.
Yeah, because they're happy that it's done.
Oh. No, I actually had fun.
I know. I did too.
Okay.
We laughed a lot, and I'm going to keep all our laughs in there, even just randomly. I'll just edit and put it somewhere.
Can you give me like someone's sexy laugh? Yeah.
I just gave you.
Like Eva Longoria's laugh.
I don't know how to laugh. Like, how to do it? You know?
No, like, you can find it online.
Oh!
they just like attach it.
That is so random. So
they think I'm like, you know.
I'm leaving that in here.
Please don't. I didn't even know if Eva Longoria has a
like what? Me too. I was actually believing you. I thought it was gruff. Wow. Okay, guys, we had a lot of fun, as you can tell, and we're going to end it here.
Thank you for coming over.
Thank you for agreeing to do this, and thank you for using this platform to promote your book.
I'm really honored.
Thank you. The very first promotion you've done, right?
Yes, I haven't. Any promotion, so and I'm just so grateful that, like, you know, that I get to do it on this platform. You know, my favorite podcast. You guys need to be listening to Gist Guru.
You do. But
Just saying.
Like, it's actually for your own good, though.
Right.
Wherever.
It's out here.
You know? Thanks, boo.
Yeah, thank you.
And thanks for visiting us. And so we're gonna Okay, so we're gonna end it here. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I will talk to you guys on the next episode. Love you guys. Mwah. Bye.
Bye.